I can do this. I can do this. Fuck it, I'm going to do this. I am a grown woman who can make a call. Where is my phone? I have got this. I'm a strong, independent something who can make her own choices and doesn't have to deal with complex moral dilemmas. I'm just a woman calling a man. A very young, young man.
Mm-hmm.
Call before you don't do it. Okay. I must be out of my mind now. I must be out of my mind, or I've had a Chardonnay. Either way, I'm doing it. Because how many more chances will I have at this? Hello? Yes, I did remember your number. Well, at first I thought it was a joke. Then I thought, don't be ridiculous. Followed by, how about you have three glasses of Chardonnay and see where the night takes you? I have no idea. Why am I calling you? Why am I talking to you? What could we possibly have to call and talk about? I don't know how to respond to that. Because you are very young and youthful and young, and you're calling me adorable, which is confusing, to say the least. No, not entirely unwelcome. And by not entirely, of course, I mean not at all, but of course, of course, of course. I have conflicting feelings about my certainty of wanting to have this conversation. You know very well why. Because I'm a middle-aged lady and you are not. You are a bartender. A bartender who served me a pity drink, took me to my Uber, and called me short. And still I called you. So really, I have not a leg to stand on. Mm-mm. Please stop saying my voice is cute. Because it's doing something to my brain and other parts of me. Anyway, no more talk of parts. How are you? That might have been why I called you. I am very old and I have no time for texting. Because I don't like wearing my glasses and I have to wear my glasses to read my phone. Because I'm an old lady who needs spectacles. You got a problem with that? Maybe you should. And maybe you shouldn't be giving out your phone number to old ladies who need spectacles. Because it's It's ridiculous. It's cliched. It's tired. And still I called you. Because apparently even all divorcees and spectacles want validation. Vanity never really does go away, does it? Listen to me. You're in your 20s, you're a fetus. You have no idea what I'm talking about. And no, that was not a slight. You should not know what I'm talking about. You should be about travel and finding yourself and boobs and all that young people stuff. Well, no, but they are rather at the focus of everything. What am I doing? What am I doing? Texting you, talking to you, what? What are we even saying? Hello, I find you attractive. Well, apparently I needed 3 Chardonnays to loosen my tongue. And apparently here we are, and apparently you've had confirmed everything you already knew. So, there we are. I feel ridiculous. Like some sad old lady, starved for attention. And then you come along and I'm all, huh? What? And I want to punch myself in the throat. I don't know. I guess I wanted to call you. For who knows what reason besides, intrigue. It's just so sad. It's like, you're a grown woman. You have children. Really? Intrigue? Oh, a boy. Not that there's anything wrong with romance, just, oh, God. You're a child, a baby. You probably don't even know what cassettes are. Oh, very good. Well, obviously that's enough and we're compatible. No issue here. You never answered my question, by the way. How are you? I know, it's some complex, high-thinking stuff, right? How are you? How does one even begin to answer that? Well, maybe I don't want to talk about me, and maybe I want to talk about you. Because you're a bartender, and you're kind, and you have a nice smile, and I think it would be good to hear how you are. Because, believe it or not, you're not just eye candy. And I said eye candy unironically. Oh, dear God. What is happening to me? Speak. Say something not embarrassing quick. Good. Good. I'm glad that you are good and fine and you didn't have to work today. That's very good. No, I am interested. I'm just dying inside. Because this whole situation is ridiculous and cringe, as you people say. Yes, you people, youths, young folk, people that don't have to use anti-wrinkle creams. Although apparently, according to 13-year-olds, it's never too early to start. Which means I'm going to look like an old leather chair sometime soon. What? And what would you like to talk about? Oh, when we're going on this date. Interesting. I don't remember saying we were going on a date. You know why. For all obvious reasons. Tell me, are you oblivious or just unconcerned? Actually, I did hear from a gentleman I was not excited to meet. He said he was sorry, time got away from him, and would I be open to doing it again sometime? I did not respond. Life is too short to go on dates you're not excited about. Remember that. Oh. Would I be excited to go on a date with you? Okay. Do you think you're smooth doing that? Yes, it would be, and that makes me feel even stupider than I already feel. Because you're an ovum. And I am an ancient relic, and it's so cliched and so laughable. I had the audacity to mock my ex-husband. Happily married to a gorgeous teenager. Okay, she's 26, but, you know. Yet here I am, just as foolish, just as cliche, just as embarrassing. Also, you went to school with my son. Wouldn't that be a really traumatizing, shitty thing to do to him? Well, I know you weren't close and you kinda just knew each other, but conflict, mixing with intrigue and excitement and alcohol. I don't normally get drunk and call people, by the way. Just so you're aware, I'm very responsible. Very responsible. Like I'm in a job interview. Okay, I am going to end this conversation, and I totally understand if you don't want to speak to me anymore because, you know, crazy middle-aged spectacle lady phoning me, slightly hammered and talking, calling about nothing, so I understand. Excuse me? You understand I'm chicken? Are you implying I'm Lily Liver? Is that what you're implying? No, it's called shame, and shame is a necessary part of evolution and society. And I should be ashamed for looking at you. You are barely alive. You are sperm. Essentially, unfertilized sperm. Unfertilized sperm. Or is it the egg that gets fertilized? Either way, you are a baby and I am not. And why do you even want to go on a date with me, seriously? You just do. Well, what flawless and impenetrable logic. What are you? Please stop imitating a chicken. Please. Please. Okay. Yes, I am apprehensive of being creepy or predatory or just plain gross. I mean, would your mother be okay with you going out with me, being seen with me? Really? Do you think that's what she'd want? Oh. Your mother's husband is 20 years older than her, huh? So your condition is hereditary? Okay. I will go on a date with you. Sorry. I would be happy to go on a date with you. FYI, I'm going to wear my tallest heels for said date, so don't even think about calling me short. 5'2" is perfectly respectable and shush. I will be free Friday to grace you with my perfectly respectable height. Good night. I really hope this isn't weird.